Just a week before President Barack Obama is due in Charleston to discuss the state's problem with substance abuse, author and journalist Sam Quiñones, who specializes in the illicit drug trade, was in Huntington yesterday speaking to Marshall students about the opiate epidemic. The former Los Angeles Times writer and author of Dreamland, The True Tale of America's Opiate Epidemic, spoke with Marshall students about his book about the opiate problem. Dreamland highlights the story of drug marketing by pharmaceutical corporations and the production of black tar heroin, as well as the stories about immigrants transporting heroin to cities like Columbus, Ohio, and then on to cities like Huntington. Quiñones told students there is no simple solution to the drug problems in cities like Huntington.
There are no sexy silver bullet things. You have to do a bunch of things, all of which need to be supported. The public needs to support, needs to understand first, like syringe exchange. I think it's time to kind of reformulating what jail is and putting real rehab clinics in jail, not just 12-step meeting every Wednesday, but from 6 in the morning to 9 at night, you're working on your rehab.
Quiñones says even though steps have been taken to mitigate the prescription painkiller epidemic, pain pills are still the root cause. But when patients become addicted and can no longer obtain the pills, they often turn to the heroin and will continue to do so. He says big pharmaceutical companies aren't being held accountable.
This is a classic example where the private sector created a problem. Profits accrue to the private sector. Most of the, if not all the costs, are covered and endured by the public sector.
Quiñones is a veteran reporter who worked in Mexico for 10 years covering immigration, gangs, and drug trafficking before working for 10 years at the Los Angeles Times. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis.